time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor with the New World Report. Professor Avenelis is traveling. He's on Lima, Peru's time, but he's very generous to speak of these matters across the continent. We go right now to Argentina, where there's good news. And I want to emphasize it because there's other kinds of news from Argentina as well. Ever since the charismatic and spontaneous Milei took the chief executive, Argentina's economy expanded 6.3% in the second quarter. Is that good news, Professor?
It's absolutely good news, John, and it reflects really the difficult but effectiveness of the bitter medicine that Milei has imposed in order to try to get the economic problems caused by the policies of the previous Peronist government under control. The bitter medicine in terms of doing deep cuts in spending on transfer payments to the provinces, something that has really made the provinces up in arms because it's put problems on them. Deep cuts in the federal government, slash in the exchange rate, which momentarily caused significant inflation, but now has gotten inflation under control. Efforts that Argentina took to get a new financing package from the International Monetary Fund to stabilize things. So what we're seeing is little by little, at least on the macro front, the growth is beginning to happen. The environment in which you have a convertible currency with now low and stable inflation, which you can begin to attract dollars back into the country, attract investment back into the country. But it has come at a high price. President Milei, despite all of these things, has both the costs to individual citizens of eliminating a lot of the subsidies, like transport subsidies, electricity subsidies, and also the unwillingness to spend money that he says that the country doesn't have on things like increasing pensions to keep up with some of the inflation. That has been a source of rallying for the Peronist opposition about the costs that have been imposed, especially on people such as the elderly. There was a recent scandal involving allegations of bribing involving Milei's sister, Karina. And so some of those things have decreased a little bit Milei's popularity, despite the successes economically of his policies. And so reflecting some of that discontent, we had recently an election for the local level, including the province of Buenos Aires, which accounts for about 40% of the population of the entire country, in which Milei's party, La Libertad Avanza, lost relatively badly and lost by far more than they expected. Of course, this was a Peronist stronghold, so it wasn't entirely a surprise. But there's the sense that, ironically, Milei's policies are working macroeconomically, but some of the pain and some of the other difficulties politically for Milei has tarnished him just a little bit in a way that may have political consequences in the future.
Do the Peronistas have a candidate to push forward as a speaker for them?
Right now, one of the accomplishments of the Peronistas, having been deeply divided between some of the more radical elements, such as Axel Kicillof, Máximo Kirchner, and some of the more centrists, such as Jorge Tayna, they have managed to become a little bit more united. As a matter of fact, that was one of the reasons why they were able to win so strongly in this regional election in Buenos Aires. And yet, even despite being united on the ballot, there is still a broad variety of voices and the sense that they really don't have a unifying message other than being against Milei's program cuts. And they don't have a unified voice between, you know, from those who are what you'd call center-left to those who are, you know, again, on the radical populist left. And so that continues to be probably their biggest weakness is the, you know, not unlike other countries in the region, including perhaps in the United States, the lack of a positive unifying message saying, okay, if not Milei's policies that are producing 6% growth, then what?
And the question always comes back to Milei's plans to have more sway in the legislature. That's a huge piece that he must satisfy. And this previous election, I understand the Peronistas dominate the area, but it suggests with the legislative elections coming up in October, there's going to be trouble. Is that a correct assumption at this point?
There's likely to be some trouble, John. In October 26, you'll have those very important midterm elections. The question right now, Milei has always been buoyed by his work with the center-right, a coalition called PRO. There's a question to what degree will PRO and La Libertad Avanza be able to collaborate effectively with joint candidates to actually win and gain ground, or to what degree will the Peronists be able to preserve at least their hold. It's actually seen that probably Milei and his coalition will make advances. The question is how much will those advances be, and will those advances be significant enough to allow Milei to continue to implement the programs that he needs? So a key thing that just happens is the Congress vetoed two vetoes. They had increased spending on two areas that had to do with education, health, and social spending. Milei then vetoed those things. Congress, for really the first time in some time, found the votes to overwhelm that. And so the question is, if Milei's party doesn't make enough advances in the legislature, then this kind of increasing ability to coordinate by the opposition in Congress will make it increasingly difficult for Milei to hold the line.
Late October is the next test. Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College, New World Report, Lima, Peru.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.
Hey, it's me, your heart. Mind if I pick the next song? Listen, even though we're eating better, people who've had one heart attack are at higher risk of another. But Repatha Evolocumab plus a statin lowers LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, and our heart attack risk. So let's talk to our doctor about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. View the important safety information in our banner. Listen to your heart. Ask your doctor about Repatha.
Love the night? Reach for Zen After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zen's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers, available while supplies last. Zen After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.